I'm Alex Keefe, and this is VPR News. Tomorrow morning, Vermont House Speaker Shap Smith is set to kick off the 2016 campaign season when he announces his Democratic bid for governor. But while Smith will become the first candidate to declare, he certainly won't be the last. VPR's Peter Hirschfeld has more.
Former Wall Street executive Bruce Lissman took to his Facebook page over the weekend to update friends and followers on his political plans. In a short post, Lissman wrote that many have asked about when he will announce his intentions. He assured them that, quote, it will be very soon.
So I think there's a moment here where it's time for me to reflect on things that people are speaking to me about or asking me to consider, and I think that's the moment we're in.
Lissman won't say what very soon means, but asked Tuesday whether he's feeling more or less strongly these days about whether he'll be a candidate, Lissman was quick to answer.
More strongly.
Democratic House Speaker Shap Smith has become the first candidate to confirm his gubernatorial ambitions. Others of his party will no doubt soon follow, like former Windsor County Senator Matt Dunn. Dunn, a Democrat, says he isn't a candidate yet, but he's sure acting like one. The Google executive has already raised more than $100,000 toward a gubernatorial run, and he says he's secured a core campaign team to steer the effort, assuming he decides to pull the trigger. Dunn has been using blast emails in recent weeks to rally supporters, and he'll soon set out on a 14-county listening tour.
I feel it's really important that before any final decision is made, we hear directly from people in the communities where they live.
Former state representative and current transportation secretary Sue Minter is also seriously thinking about running for the Democratic nomination. On the Republican side, meanwhile, the field is still taking shape. Lissman says he doesn't know yet whether he'd run as a Republican or an independent, a decision that could have far-reaching repercussions on the general election. Three-term Lieutenant Governor Phil Scott is the highest-profile prospect for the GOP. He says he needs to figure out a way to put a firewall between himself and his construction company, which bids on state highway projects, before he can move forward with the candidacy.
I think the plan that I'm putting together could work, and just got to put all the pieces together.
Scott Milne, the businessman who nearly defeated Governor Peter Shumlin last November, says he's considering his options. Former state auditor Randy Brock is also mulling a bid, as is Libertarian-turned-Republican Dan Feliciano, who won about 4% of the vote last November. Phil Scott says it's still early in the process.
As far as I'm concerned, there's still no hurry.
Others, though, are feeling more urgency. Matt Dunn, who came up short in a five-way Democratic primary in 2010, says he learned several lessons from the experience.
One is that getting started early makes a big difference.
Shap Smith will announce his candidacy in downtown Mooresville at 11 a.m. on Wednesday. For VPR News, I'm Peter Hirschfeld.